David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have our very special guest. She's part of our podcast community. She also has a podcast show on our channel, and it is the amazing Nicola Salter. And she is a high-performance leadership coach, and she also focuses on personal growth, and she's just amazing. And today she wants to talk about living life on your own terms and what that really means for each individual. And I'm really excited to hear about this because this is a very popular topic that a lot of people take interest on. Nicole, it's so wonderful to have you back on the show. I am so happy to see you. And so when it comes to living life on your own terms, you know, what does that mean to you?
Well, what I've discovered over the years working with so many women is that life on your own terms means not comparing yourself to others, and not comparing yourself to the male paradigm of success. So it's really bringing us back to what are your values in living life on your own terms? And that's what it means to me.
I like that. I like that a lot because a lot of times you see people in our society, they're always comparing themselves to others. And that's one of the biggest problems is that we always compare each other. And we like, why don't I have what this person has? Why am I not at this level? And that person's at this level. I think my work is better. I don't understand what's going on. But, you know, some people have been in their business for over 25 years. And, you know, and you also don't know what happens behind the screens, too. So, you know, there's so much going on, so many different things. You know, I think it's so important for people just to focus on them and just to focus on making themselves a better person and feeling good about themselves.
Now, absolutely agree, Stacey. I mean, I've found that as I encourage women to step more into their kindness, their caring, their compassion, we are natural caretakers. We always will be. There is no point resisting that. Yes. It's focusing in on those elements that are fulfilling you so that you don't mind what everyone else is doing.
Right.
That helps you to stay on track with what you believe in and accomplish what is important to you, not what everyone else tells you to do. It's really what you want to do in your world and what you want to accomplish. You know, a lot of women don't want to be out there making millions of dollars. They want to balance their family, their friends, with work, without society and cultural demands, you know?
Yes, I agree so much. Now, you know, if someone, you know, when someone wants to start to live life on their own terms, you know, what would be the first step? Would it be finding yourself, finding out who you really are and what your needs are?
Yes, I think, you know, we talk about purpose. I mean, I was probably one of the first coaches about 28, 9 years ago. It's a long time now to talk about finding your purpose. And yes, absolutely. It's important to know what drives you, what's important to you. I would say now, as I've got more experienced and older, I am seeing that really confidence comes first. Building that confidence before you can then find your purpose seems to be what's coming up for a lot of women, because you can find your purpose and be excited about it, but without the confidence to move forward, it's not going to happen. So confidence, finding that first, is where I would suggest that you start when you're looking to live life on your own terms.
That is so true. I found that even for myself, when I found out what my purpose was, it really, you know, I needed to work on my confidence. I needed to work on, okay, I have what it takes. I know what, you know, I know what I'm good at. I know what my purpose in life is, but I needed that confidence, that certain level of confidence, and I needed to get rid of that self-doubt. And, you know, those are two things that could really hold somebody back.
It really is. You're so right. I mean, look at what you've accomplished now and then finding that confidence. So, I mean, I'm going to flip it over to you a little bit. It's like, how did you find your confidence to do this? What was it that sparked you to say, yeah, this is my purpose, and now this is the step I'm going to take? Do you remember?
I think when I first received an email and a person had read my book and they had thanked me because they said that I read your book and I just want to say thank you because I was on the verge of suicide and you gave me the purpose to want to live. So I just want to say thank you. And that's when the light bulb went off. That's when I realized how powerful the wisdom of words are and how we can make such an impact in other people's lives and that I had what it took. I saved a life and words couldn't even express how I felt and that level of achievement. And that's when I realized that it doesn't matter, if I have a disability, it doesn't matter, what's going on. I could do whatever I choose to do if I create a plan, stay strong, and be confident in who I am and have the resilience to move forward.
Amazing. So you see, so this is where I was coming to. It's that first step. You took action to write a book. And it's usually that action, that first step that we take. We might think it's quite small. We can't see where it's going to take us. But that action opens us up to building more confidence to then move into that purpose. So
Yes.
it's taking, when we don't have confidence, as you said, you didn't, and I haven't either back in the day. That lack of confidence usually means that you don't think you're capable or you're effective. And so we stay stuck, right? We don't take a step to
Right.
change. But if you learn something, or you take an action, that's where your confidence muscle starts to build. And like you did, you have to shift one overriding self-doubting thought, right?
Right.
And shift into more of a I can, even if you don't quite believe it yet,
Right.
you can pretend it.
Yeah.
That's the key to start building your mindset for confidence, enabling then you to take the step, that action like you did to write a book, which is amazing. If you think you're going to fail, you're going to fail. So I mean this is what the brain does. You can basically tell your brain anything.
Yeah.
So why not tell it that you're going to do this and you can?
Right, exactly. So if you had to go through the steps of building confidence, how would you explain to somebody who wants to feel more confident but just doesn't know how, if you had to simplify it and make it simplistic, which it takes time to build confidence. It's not like a simple overnight type thing, but if you had to explain it to someone, this is what you need to start doing in order to get to your goal. How would you explain the steps of gaining confidence?
First of all, I'd say to everyone listening, drop the need to be perfect. First of all, just drop that need to be perfect. I mean, it's like when we create a project, when we create a book, a course, a program, a product, we always want it to be absolutely right, and that's fine. But there comes a point where perfectionism can actually hold us back, and perfectionism can be the fear of failure.
Yes.
So drop that perfectionism first, and you might struggle with that, but try very hard to drop that. And then as you start moving forward in your confidence building muscle, taking one small step, just stepping outside of the box for a moment, to imagine what it would be like to accomplish this one thing that
Yes.
you like to do. Imagine what it would be like, just sit with
Right.
that. And then just check in to see if you could take a small step every week or every month towards achieving this one thing. And it doesn't have to be done overnight. I know sometimes women like to push really hard to get it all completed. But confidence takes time. And it's really taking actionable, tiny bite-sized steps to create the change that you want to see.
Yes.
So drop the perfectionism, take those tiny steps, actionable steps that are outside of the box that you would normally be. It's outside of your comfort level,
Right.
but small. Because as you do that, your brain actually gets used to that consistency of a new pattern, and the brain gets comfortable, and that's where the confidence comes because it's familiar to you. That's what confidence is. It's a familiarity because you've been practicing it through taking actionable steps.
I love that. I love that.
Of course, around that, as you're working too, it's like creating more structure and boundaries for yourself. That's very important so that you don't get sidelined, right? Sidetracked. You keep your boundaries of what you want to accomplish, who you want to let into your life, who you don't, where you want to put your attention. All those things are equally important. And it's listening too. It's listening to yourself. So those are the main things. When I'm coaching, I'm working with women to really build on those. And it's these actionable small steps that create consistency that build through learning confidence.
When it comes to women creating constructive boundaries, a lot of women came from a generation where it was like, you are, the woman, held the family together. The woman did this, the woman did that. We were the ones who wore all the hats. It was yes. And always doing for others. And, it gets to a point, I feel like, in every woman's life that I've talked to, when we get to our midlife, we realize that, for women who start to build their confidence level up, they start to want to create boundaries. It's like they no longer they go into their gut and they're like, you know what? I said yes to that, but I really didn't want to do that, and then you have women who don't have that confidence level yet, and they say yes to everything, and they're unhappy because they haven't created boundaries. When it comes to creating boundaries, what's your suggestions for women who need to put more structure into their life and live a more let's say, live life more on their terms, like you mentioned earlier. How do you create constructive boundaries? If a woman starts to follow your steps that you just mentioned, she's starting to gain confidence. Now she realizes in her gut, you know what, I really didn't like doing this, but I always said yes. I didn't want to do this, but I always said yes. And you know what, doing this doesn't make me happy. How do we start to really stand up for ourselves and create those constructive boundaries and maybe even say no in a polite way?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yes, that's a great question. And many women will often not even realize they're not setting boundaries until they get to that overwhelm and frustration of why me, poor me, and all those things that we can arrive at, which tells us, yep, need to set some boundaries. So usually we can get to a burnout or overwhelm phase first to recognize that we can't keep doing these same old patterns. I wish it was the other way around, but this is how it goes. And as you step into a boundary, I would love to share with everyone that sometimes women will be afraid to set a boundary because they're afraid of saying no, they're afraid of not pleasing and not being seen as compassionate and kind. And now, culture has groomed us to be that way, but we are naturally also that way too. So, saying no doesn't mean not ever. It just means not now. Okay, so that's one thing you need to think about. If you're going to say no, it means no in the moment with kindness and compassion because you do not have the capacity, and you're recognizing your self-worth in that moment. And it doesn't mean to say not ever. So you can always come back and help somebody if you choose to. So when you're being present like this with your boundaries and you are politely and kindly saying no, what you're doing is you're sharing with the other person that you don't have availability right now, but that may change. And it sets a clear message to the other person and allows them to understand where they stand. So it's this beautiful communication that's going on between you both. So when you're looking at setting boundaries, yes, you're doing it for yourself. Yes, you're doing it to prevent burnout and overwhelm and be true to yourself. But you're also sending out a very clear message to other people about where you stand and what your values are so that they then understand your boundaries. And then if they don't understand your boundaries and they keep coming back and they're ignoring them, that's when you have to take another step in either having a deeper conversation with them or stepping away. So there's a learning curve that these people together are going through, you and this other person are going through together. And this is where women will find it difficult because they'll say to me, "Well, I am setting boundaries, but the other person is ignoring them, because they're so used to me bending over backwards. What do I do in that situation?" And that's where that self-expression, speaking up piece starts to come in. And it's no anger, but just look, this is very serious to me. This is where I'm at. Nothing personal. This is where I need to be. And then end the conversation and make sure you don't interact or take actions with them to confuse them so that they think you've changed your mind. It's about being very true, authentic, and committed to your boundary.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot because I think a lot of people struggle with that and they just don't know how to handle it. And I think that's great advice, for a person who is struggling with how do I create boundaries?
Yes. And then as you start practicing this boundary muscle and it gets stronger, that in turn will help build your confidence too, because you'll feel more self-respectful, more empowered. And then it's interesting, your capacity actually grows then to help others because you have more self-worth and self-belief.
I agree 100%. When I started to create boundaries, when I realized that, hey, I need some structure in my life. Certain things, I keep saying yes to, but I really don't want to do. And once I start to do that, like you said, my confidence level went up. I had more structure in my life. Everything started to pull together, and that all, centered around the confidence, the self-doubt. I started to become a more resilient woman who knew where I was headed and who I was about. And I think that's what, is so important. When you live life on your own terms, you really start to, everything becomes structured and you really understand who you are, what you want, and how you're going to do it. And that's what brings, I think, that pleasure of living life in the moment and really feeling that happiness and joy and starting to like who you are as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you just shared, and it brings in that area too of being okay with not being okay. I don't like this situation. Okay, but you be okay with not being okay with this situation, and then take a step to change it. Being really self-reflective and connected to, as you have such a beautiful wise woman self, connect to that wise woman self, listen to her. She's really kind of giving you very strong messages about what's important to her. And we're all flawed and we're all raw and we're all trying to make it in the world. We're all trying to figure it out. Not one of us is better than the other. We're all in this together. And if there's a time you forget to set a boundary, okay. Just remember next time, just check in with that feeling that you have and really understand that feeling is draining you. And that's where you want to set a boundary.
If you had to look at today's conversation, you really wanted to put some important things that you wanted to emphasize to the listeners. What are some things you really like to emphasize on?
I would love to just emphasize to everybody to listen in to how they really are feeling. And to understand that, it takes time to make a change. It's never too late to make a change, to start building towards more confidence. And if you haven't set boundaries in your life yet and you don't know where to set boundaries, look at where you're drained most. Look at the area in your life where you're drained. Is it family? Is it work? Is it friends? Where are you feeling the most scattered? And then that's your answer to where you need to set some boundaries. And a boundary could be like not seeing friends as much because you've got work you need to do, seeing them twice a month instead of every week. It can be small things like that that take the pressure off so you can achieve and accomplish some of the work projects that you need to do and spend time with family. Or it could be the family is really taking up so much of your time, and where can you carve out some self-care time with friends? That would be a boundary.
I love that. I love that. Now, would you suggest maybe creating your own little journal with, and so that you could start to organize things and see things in a more structured way?
I love that. It's such a great idea, Stacey. Anyone who's really into observing, self-observing, self-reflection, write down some areas of your life that are becoming problematic and where you do feel scattered. And start just observing on a daily or weekly basis where that might be. And you'll soon see a pattern coming up. Where you'll be able to then take action steps to make that change. So, we're looking at confidence today and the assertiveness, if you like, to take small steps starting from today to make those changes. And creating some boundaries for yourself, even if it's one boundary that you identify this month. Look at what that could be and how you want to go about setting that and see if you can stay committed to it.
Right. I love it. I love it. Now, you have such great services that you provide for people. Can you tell us a little about them?
I love helping women redefine themselves. I'm very big into personal growth, so helping women overcome limiting beliefs, finding their purpose. And I'm also really excited about helping women define new paths for themselves and careers. So if women have got stuck or they've hit a certain level in a career path and they want to make a change, that's where I come in and help them develop holistically a new direction and build it out with them. So it could be my own business, it could be going for a new career. So I work with women who are educators, authors, artists, entertainers, leaders, quite the range of women who just want to make change. So I help them on that path of what they want to accomplish and then actually help them accomplish it.
I
So,
love it. I love it. Now, where can people find you?
So I have a website. It's nicolasalter.com. I'm on Instagram, Nicola Salter Empowers, and I'm also on LinkedIn under Nicola Salter. So I often offer out discovery calls so women can just call in and we can have a chat, find out where you are, where you want to be, and what that would look like. That's a bonus call where I do an audit, if you like, and help you join the dots together of your life and then where that could take you. And that you can book that through the website. So I would love to hear from you.
I love that. That's amazing. I think you're so great. I love how you work with women and you help women really put the pieces together like a puzzle because it's so important. Because sometimes, there are just a few pieces that are missing, and we just a little couple little tweaks here, a couple little tweaks there, a couple, making people recognize, how wonderful they are. Because sometimes we're so hard on ourselves, and we tend to, not really look at how much we've done, over the years. And, when you look back and you think about where I was and where I am now, you're like, wow, you know what? I have accomplished a lot. And then, that brings up your confidence level a little too. I think, and sometimes you just need somebody like you to just really, make them realize and make them see the big picture, because sometimes we only see the small little picture, and we tend to be, we critique ourselves so roughly. And just, having somebody to really open up the picture, make it wider, and point out all the beautiful things in that person and how they've changed their own world in so many ways in a positive sense. And just, showing them just a couple little things that maybe they need a little bit of help in, and then just putting the puzzle together makes such a big difference.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely spot on. I love helping women find the meaningful patterns in their lives and how to express them. And you're right. You look back at that window of accomplishment that you've had, and you're entering another cycle of accomplishment. You have these windows of accomplishment, success. You have windows where you perhaps weren't, and that's fine. The biggest thing here is not to compare yourself, as we started off the show today. So, I thank you so much. That was very lovely of you to share that, because yes, that's exactly where I'm at with women, and I'm very excited to help them do this. And once they do express, well, find and express these patterns, I find their life changes. And you're right, the confidence grows from there. But there's also excitement.
Yeah.
It's, oh, I'm making a difference. I'm making an impact not only on my world, but also on the world around me.
Yes. So true. So true. It has been so amazing having you on the show today. I love when you come on the show, and I look forward to seeing you again. You're just an amazing woman, and I love how you just help women really see the beauty within and help them grow. So thank you so much for what you do and who you are. I really appreciate you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me on today. You're marvelous. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate you too. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.